Alrighty, here we go. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. You ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 2, Episode 17 of Sticky Pickles, the dating pool and who gets the boot.
And we have yet another special unprofessional advisor and fellow podcaster, Tom Langford. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. How are we?
Awesome that you're here.
Tom, is it fair to say that you're wiser than us because you're older and you might be very good for this one because you're also currently single, is that correct?
That's right. So actually, I've got nobody but myself to embarrass.
Yeah, so he's basically on here looking for a date, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Single and ready to mingle.
Yeah. You know what? This show is great for that because if we can get on single people on the show, then you can kind of just get a feel for them, right? And then kind of go, actually, they're
pretty good. That's kind of the plan.
Okay. I was wondering why you're so excited to come on. Is there anything you want people to know about you before we start?
Oh, well, I'm an InfoSec professional, in inverted commas. I run a podcast as well, the wildly successful Host Unknown podcast, which is, I guess you could say, a bit like, you know, Top Gear of the InfoSec world, but with a lot less money in sponsorship. I blog under my own name, tomlangford.com, and I work for a security vendor as a security advocate of all things, which means I do lots of talking and speaking and presentations and stuff like that.
Do you want to give a few key dating things like height, age, weight,
your bio data?
Well, I tell you what, just ladies, if you like what you see, go check out Hinge. I'll be on there.
Slightly unhinged.
Absolutely. Find out about all my little peccadillos on there. So, yes. Who knows what you
that
might
sounds
find.
Sounds like a threat.
Well, Marie, what can I say? I mean, when I heard that you were going to be sending me three sets of nipple clamps.
Yes.
Yeah, the Sticky Pickles nipple clamps. I was very excited. They never turned up.
I gave her all the measurements.
I've got my gnomes hand painting them for you right now. Single batch, organic.
Yeah. When you said measurements, did you say imagine a tic tac?
Oh, God. Shall we get on with the show, my darlings?
Okay. So, Carol, on that lovely note, what is your sticky pickle?
I have handpicked this one for both of you today.
Ooh. Oh, my.
So, my little chummies, meet Mazen, a man with a name that will forever haunt him. M-A-Z-N. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Amazing. Mazen.
Yeah. Now, Mazen is a 20-year-old. Now, when I was 20, I actually had quite a grand old time. Like, I was traveling. I was doing a year out. I was basically Tuesdays and Sundays were the nights I was at home. And the rest of the time I was out. And I loved it. You guys, 20s, were they exciting or were they?
Yeah. I mean,
I was university.
Yeah, your entire fine. 20s?
But Mazen is feeling pretty shitty. He's not having a great time, okay? So he's really on the lookout to get a partner, Tom.
He sounds lovely already.
That's
right?
Wait.
He's on the olds, right? And, you know, he's looking to... And the thing is, he's never... sown his oats, so to speak.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless
you
count his dirty socks.
Right? Hey.
Hey. And double worse, he's never kissed a girl.
Mm. But has he kissed a boy?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and triple worse, he's not even caught a girl's eye in the 2 months that he's been on online dating. So, according to him, despite having an amazingly solid education, being, he says, 7 out of 10 attractive, tall, likes staying out of trouble, nice guy. He just, his problem is his confidence. And it's somehow coming through because, like, he's been on there. He's, like, liking people, sending emojis, girl winks, whatever one does. and all this investment is getting him nada.
I relate.
Do you? Okay. Don't you? Because you, I've never been on old. I've been hooked for too long. So tell me about old. Tell me about online dating.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know.
You're on old, I mean, oh my God.
I didn't know what old was, but I was like, I think she means online dating. I've never heard it called that before.
I thought she was just being unpleasant towards me.
Ageist.
No, yeah, exactly.
I was like, is this a British thing? I don't know. I'm like, I'm a dumb American. Maybe I'll call
I'm
it that.
Really sorry. Old, O, on, L, line. I don't know why. I don't know why. And then dating. Yeah.
Okay.
I did online dating for a while, yes.
Yeah, exactly, right. So he's on the online dating. He's been there for a few months. He's a virgin. He's never smooched a girl. He's never had a really intimate friendship with the other sex.
Yep.
And he's kind of looking at himself in the mirror and going, I'm all right, right? And, you know, tick, tick, tick on the box that he assumes is right. And yet nothing's happened. And he thinks it's confidence. I just want to see, like, as for people that have been on there, do you think that's true? Do you think that's not true?
I think it probably would be, because that's going to come across in all his photos and what he says about himself on there. You know, and also even just walking around university and kicking around with people, if they just see this little shrinking violet who doesn't want to meet anybody's eye or anything like that, then yeah, of course, it's going to have an impact. That doesn't mean to say that's not unattractive per se, but for the average person out there,
20-year-old girl,
yeah, exactly. They're going to want
especially
to
especially at that age,
yeah.
Unless he's going for 60-year-olds. I didn't actually check what his age graph was.
Hey,
yeah, let's not assume anything, really.
You do you.
Exactly.
I heard the rule for dating younger people is half your age plus 7.
That's what I heard.
Yes,
me too.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fascinating, because I have a number of friends who are not following that rule, and it freaks me out. Okay, do you want to hear a few of his jokes? Do you want to hear a few of his jokes?
Sure, okay.
Are these jokes he's put on his dating profile? Because if that's the case, I'm out.
These are his links. These are his kind of like hooks, you know, once he's, you know, he sees a nice, he sees a nice girl and he says, this is his intro, right?
Oh, these are his intros.
Yeah,
okay.
These are
his pickup lines.
His opening lines. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay,
so one of them is, what does a nosy pepper do?
No.
It's jalapeno business.
Yeah. No. One, zero.
Don't. Yeah. Is he trying to pick up an elementary school kid? Like, why are you doing puns as a pickup? That's so weird.
The only time that would work is
Graham.
The only time that would work is if you're trying to hit on somebody who works in a Christmas cracker factory.
So that's where they put them from. Okay, yeah.
What do you call a bear without teeth?
Wait, is he still doing this? Okay.
Yes. A gummy bear.
No.
Dude, stop.
What time does a man go to the dentist?
Who does this with the opening lines this?
Oh, 2:30. Yes!
Oh, my God. I mean, these are funny things you tell to, like, friends or children, but as an opening line?
They're
really?
Dad jokes. That's what they're, exactly.
I would laugh, I think.
Well, maybe, yes, but not on
when you're
that
20?
And not when you're looking to, you know, get it on with somebody.
Bang, bang, you know?
Yeah, that totally gets you raring.
What you want is a witticism, maybe a comment, you know, a witty comment about a picture of yours.
Penis.
Hello,
seen.
How are you?
Yeah, well,
profile caught my interest.
Yeah, well, that also doesn't work. I can tell you that.
That's
for sure.
True. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that is true. Please reply at the following address. Yes.
Well, so months have gone by. Months have gone by, and
no shit. Who gave him the advice to try that angle? Fire them.
Not me. Okay, and not a single nibble, right?
Yeah,
not
no
even
shit.
A bite
no,
on,
no
in his old on his old worm. Get it?
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh.
Now, if you were amazing, what would you do? Okay, like what would you?
obviously,
what
he's been
I'm guessing.
Doing.
Get rid of the jokes, but like. For someone who says he's, you know, above average, attractive, tall, solid education, getting no bites at all, you know, come on.
He should, if he's got a close friend, he should chat to him and say, hey, check out my profile. What do you think? Do you know any women who would be interested in this? Have I got this right? Am I tonally right? Are these pictures crap? Because trust me, there are some awful pictures on web, on
correct.
Online. I've seen.
Yep.
women friends of mine, they've shown me pictures of, you know, guys holding the big fish that they've just
Why is it
stuff.
Always the fish? Why?
Well, I can tell you what, though. With women, they're always riding bloody horses.
You got to have the animal with you to show that what exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you can't meet this diameter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If, oh, God.
Yeah,
I,
yeah, let's not oh, let's not go back to the horse appendages from episode one or whatever it
Catherine
was.
Catherine the Great.
You know, but but yeah, that you know, some of them they're just awful, awful. But you
like,
do them.
A group. My favorite is when they do a group picture and it's like they don't say which one is them and they don't crop the other people out. So you don't know which person
oh
is
my
the
God,
person
yes.
you're talking
I've, they, there's so many that I've seen. There's like there's at least two or three people in every picture and some of them there's more. And you think, which one are you?
Yeah, seriously.
Are you the hot one? Please say yes.
Yeah, please say you're the hot one. No.
Exactly. Exactly. It
no,
never is. It's never,
never
the hot
one.
You
this
know?
Is true.
And then the people who have their kids on there with them, it's like, I don't want to look at your children while I'm having filthy thoughts about you.
My favorite is a picture of them sitting on their bed with like 15 plush toys.
What? That's a thing? I have not encountered that one. Where are you looking, Carl?
Is that the furry web dating site?
Basically, when I used to work in a corporation of many, many hundreds of people in a very, you know, relatively small town, I would spend my fun hours going through the olds looking for colleagues that might be
Are you for real?
Online. You- yeah. And I saw some pretty amazing entries.
What was the hottest thing you saw?
There were none I would describe as hot, but the funny one was one of my, I guess, distant colleagues was doing a selfie of him crawling on a leopard print rug towards the camera wearing just pants.
No.
Yep.
I'm moist just thinking about it.
Well, they see, that's interesting you say that.
That's a segue.
Let's get back to Mazin. Let's get back to Mazin.
Yeah, Mazin, yep. Absolutely.
Right? Because Mazin, do you want to know what he did? Do you want to guess? He solved this problem. He is, so I'll tell you that now. I'm giving away something from the end, but he solved the problem. And if you guys want to have a guess on how he might have done it before I reveal it, I'm giving you some time.
He didn't do his white-eared elephant impression, did he?
Last chicken at Sainsbury's? No, yeah, he didn't.
Yeah. Last chicken at the shop.
No, he didn't. He decided to start changing his interests up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
From women to men. Not because he has any interest in men at all. Like zero interest in men. Like he would say on the gay meter, zero.
As far as he thinks, yeah.
He's not into the penile porters as far as he knows. But he thought, look, maybe I'll get some interaction. This sucks. I'm getting no bites.
Yeah.
Suddenly, lots of matches. Lots of interest. Lots. He's going to freaking drinks and coffee dates and walks in the park and meet a few dinner dates. And he's loving the attention. But he has no stirrings, right? He has no stirrings in the nether regions.
Yeah.
It's just nice to get a bit of, you know.
Attention.
To lead people on. Okay.
This is what we need to discuss. So is this morally okay? Is he being a dick? Is he being a douche? What's going on?
I don't. He's too young to be a dick on this, given the his
wise,
background. But he needs to rein it back, or at least be very open about it. Because some of these apps, they have the opportunity, you know, for friendship only or something like that, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people like to make friends, right?
I like to make friends, totally.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hate making friends. I don't want any.
But the thing is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're
Agreed.
Open and transparent and honest about it.
I'm not thinking he's being open and transparent. He's looking for love.
Yeah.
And he's now changed his profile from looking for women to man to man.
Does he live somewhere where it's a smallish town and people know each other? Or is he like in the big city?
No, he's in like a big ass city.
Yeah, yeah, so nobody's going to care.
Yeah, no so like care. Word won't necessarily get around. But I don't know. That's an asshole. That's an asshole move. He's wasting people's time at the
it's he is. Not yes. Cool.
Think of it from the other side of point of view, right? You're sitting there. Oh, this guy's kind of cute, and this guy's great, and maybe we could have, you know, I don't know, and it's like he's not keen at all.
Yeah, he just wants to feel chased or desired, but especially if he's
and you're being used to give him that.
It's a dick move. It's such a dick move. Yeah.
But he's doing it from a place of desperation, but he's obviously, well, the fact that we're even talking about it means that it's out in the open a little bit, right? But
we're on to you, Mason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch your
God
back.
God damn it, Mason. You led me. God, I'm going to take him off my friend list now.
He's not a dick. He's doing dickish behavior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get a therapist, I think.
There are people who do this with people of the gender they're actually interested in, too. It's not cool then either. I mean, don't waste people's time. That's really shitty.
Bear with me here. Pretend, you know, log on as a woman looking for men and see what the men are doing on their profiles. See what's different there. And I mean, purely from the point of research, not to bait them or anything like that, but purely to sort of say, okay, that looks, you know, he looks great there, or, oh my God.
I wish I were him.
Exactly. Yeah. Because then he might think, I got to change up my photos. Because let's face it, again, we've all seen these awful, awful photos of people.
And there are so many. Oh, yes.
That's the best photo you could put onto a dating site where you are quite literally advertising your physical presence to other people?
It's a meat market. It is. It's where I met my husband.
It's based on physical attraction.
Are you saying he's meat?
He is definitely my meat.
I think we should leave it there. Maria, what is your sticky pickle?
Who gets the boot?
Who gets the boot? What does that even
who
mean?
The boot in the ass. So as in like the boot that is on your foot. So you're going to get booted out of something. So who gets the boot? Who gets kicked out?
In the ass.
In the ass. Derriere, if you will.
In the arse.
So this is a problem that is very contemporary. Maybe you guys can relate. It's about sharing video streaming profiles. So do any of you have Netflix or anything like that?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got them all. I've got kids.
Okay, you've got them all. Same. I also have them all. It's like,
can I have your Sky? You logins actually.
I would love one of those because you know I don't get that here. Netflix does the thing where you can have multiple profiles for people. So it used to be you had to share one password and you would pass it around with your friends. And it would be like you just hope that the person, the originator of the account, never changed their password. Now you've got, like, I think 4 people who can use an account. So we have the originator of this account, Jack. He's in his mid-30s.
Okay.
He is Mr. Responsible. He's like the reliable one of his friends group. So he has a good job. He's got a wife that loves him. His wife's name is Beth. And like, he's got the kind of okay life. And no matter how much of a mess his friends are, they know that they can always rely on Jack to help them around the house, or if they need to borrow some cash, or if they need someone to pick them up from the airport, he's the guy. So he's also the Netflix guy. So Jack is the holder of the account, and his old roommate from his 20s, name is Paul. Paul has another account has one of the profiles with Jack. Jack's college friend, Kathy, also has a profile, and Jack's friend from work, Dave, also does. So
so everyone, it's all across all his life.
Right. And these are
work friends,
college friends, old roommates, like, but his profiles are filled up. So like it's Jack, Paul, Kathy, and Dave. They've got all the profiles used. So Jack's wife, Beth, is kind of annoyed about this, that like they're paying for these other people. Cause Jack's like, you know, it's like a dollar of difference to have multiple profiles. And, you know, these are my friends. You know, they come over. I love them. And a lot of them are kind of half broke. So, like, this is really no skin off my back to do this. And it doesn't really, like, it doesn't cost extra internet. I mean, it's like, what's the harm? So the reason why Beth is kind of annoyed by this, I feel like this has happened to everybody in some regard. So I was just like, I'm so curious to hear where we both fall on this one. Beth's mom, Diane, is like an idiot with internet stuff. And Diane, the mother-in-law, basically, wants in on the Netflix because she cannot for the life of her figure out how to install it on her TV, how to set it up. So Jack's wife, Beth, is like, listen, mom, I'll get you set up. I'll put our Netflix on your TV and you can use it. So Diane is now using Jack's profile, meaning mm-hmm. Jack, who loves his horror, his documentaries, his true crime and cerebral stuff, like the gorier, the better, the darker, the better. Suddenly he sees popping up on his profile the romance, the period drama, the cooking shows, the reality TV. And Jack's like, what the F is going on?
This is seriously a first world sticky pickle, isn't it?
It is. So basically, yeah. He's going through. He's like, this is my mother-in-law's fucking TV. He's thumbs downing all of it. Meanwhile, mother-in-law is calling up her daughter going, why is all my TV looking like garbage all the time? I can never find any of the shows I was just watching. Where is it going? And Beth is going, Jack, you're being such a dick to my mom. Can you knock it off? Kick one of your friends off and give my mom one of your Netflix profiles.
Right, so they can have their own profile rather than sharing Jack's profile. Got it.
Jack is maxed out, so one of his friends has to get the boot so mom-in-law can get her own profile. And my question is, how do you resolve this?
Tom, you're very wise and a little bit older than I am. Just a teeny bit older than me. Only a teeny bit. I'm just saying that for the olds, for the ladies out there.
Young at heart, but...
Under 50, girls.
For the next 3 weeks. So if I understand it correctly, we're talking about the profiles that you have the little pictures on.
That's
when you
right.
First open
yes.
up Netflix. So, yeah. So very simple. You know, your mother-in-law has to come first. Let's face it, because if she's happy,
your wife's
mm-hmm. happy. Everybody's yep. happy. So you consolidate those other three profiles into one profile and call it sponges or whatever you like to call it. Right. You know, the price they pay for using this Netflix account is the fact that they're just going to have to look at each other's stuff. You know, end of story. And then Mum gets a slot to herself and Jackie gets a slot to herself.
Yeah, and actually that frees up a profile if you move the sponges into one. Oh, interesting. So somebody else could get that. Might cause a little conflict, but okay. Yep.
But if there's a limit on, quite literally, Netflix is saying you've got too many people, not just the profiles, but too many people are logging in, well, your friends are going to have to go for the same reason.
This is true. It's,
you know?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they're adults, right? And we're talking like 10 bucks a month.
Yeah, so's freaking Diane, the mother-in-law. Like, is she broke?
Your wife's mom and cannot figure this shit out to save her life.
I know, but Jack could just buy a second freaking Netflix account for his mother-in-law.
It could do that. That might be even the best
right,
way
say, hey, this is one all for you. Give it to your bud buds.
But then
you
he's going to be family IT videos. And have to go set it up for her. And every time she accidentally logs out.
Welcome to being a son-in-law.
Well, his wife has already set it up, right? So all she needs to do is change the account. But yeah, that's the alternative, is stop complaining and just swallow the cost of 10 bucks a month.
I'll tell you what, though. So my husband and I left our house for a bit, and we had friends of his live here for a month while we were traveling. And when we got back and hit up the Netflix, we had these really unusual recommendations that were a little bit like Emmanuel.
Yep.
Right? Like kind of like half porn. Oh. But not real porn.
Well, Netflix porn.
Netflix porn, yeah.
So then we, Netflix porn. And then we went to the recently watched and we were like, oh, wow, too much information.
Yep.
Whoa, back out. So we have to start back from scratch at setting up our, I don't know, curated list
of what
we like.
So much work, though. Oh, my God.
Yes, I agree.
Do you really have to? I mean, there's a search function and everything on there.
Yeah, Yeah, but I mean, it's come on. Just based on what you've previously yes. watched. And if you've watched 8 fucking ton of sex stuff.
If you search for Line of Duty, you're going to find Line of Duty. If you search for...
Yeah, but if you don't know the name of a show and you're like, oh, I'm into this stuff that I've already watched. Give me more of that, please, because I'm out of ideas. I've watched everything I've heard
give
of.
Give me something similar. Yeah.
Yeah, and they give you, like, Emmanuel number 5, what's where you can Emmanuel? See her fifth okay. breast.
I'm going to have to look this up because I do not know what that is.
Yes, it's a classic.
Okay. She's a lovely woman. But, one, open up your mind to some more eclectic tastes, right? You never know, you might enjoy it. But also, well, I think...
Yeah, mom-in-law.
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you want to watch American Horror Story, Mom?
just be thankful it's not sharing your internet history
Ooh,
at the
yeah,
same time.
That would be it. That's the hard line in the sand, as they say. See, my solution to this is just watch Star Trek all the time, and you always know what it is. It's just like, just yeah, watch Star Trek. Just keep right. Next Generation on loop. That's all I do. So...
Next Generation, Discovery, come on.
Oh, I love Discovery. Yeah, no problem.
That was awesome, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Discovery's not on Netflix for me. It's not on Netflix.
Oh, you guys stop geeking out.
So the answer to who gets the boot was the sponges got consolidated. That was the solution. Consolidate the sponges. That's an interesting solution. Okay, yep. Got it. I was going to say boot the mom-in-law, but that might be because I don't have a good relationship with mom.
Just buy her own. If you can afford the whatever, tenner a month, like an extra tenner a month for a bit of peace and quiet and privacy, like do it.
Yeah.
Or the sponges could just get off their asses and buy
their freaking own.
Oh, yeah exactly, you could, but then you're going to get the phone call like, hey, so I was watching my show and I noticed that like I can't log in. Could you give me the new password? And then you have to have that conversation with 3 people. We're all very conflict avoidant.
They're such close friends that this guy's happy to piss off his mother-in-law, but he's not...
Priorities.
He's not close enough to say, you know what, guys, time's run out. And also, if I don't keep the mother-in-law happy, I'm going to be single anyway. So, you know, it's like, get a grip.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why Tom is a real catch.
He will care for your mom.
He knows who to keep happy.
That's right.
Yeah. Tom, is there anything else you'd like to say to our guests before we sign off?
You can reach me at Twitter on @TomLangford. I have a fascinating collection of etchings, which I can share.
Are they French etchings or?
I don't know. I just put them up in the bedroom. That's all.
Okay, I'm stopping this now. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We are @StickyPickles on Twitter and @StickyPicklesPod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on StickyPickles.com, excluding Tom's bio data. Bye!
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 Tom, you've had fun, right?
I've had much, much fun.
Okay,
it's been awesome.
It's been awesome.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
It was so great.
Yes.
This Sticky Pickle episode was inspired by the internet and embellished by us.